7:40 on this Monday morning, as we continue to talk about the electrification of the automotive industry. One of the big questions is, well, where are all the charging stations going to go and who's going to build them? And our next guest has some insight into that because he's the manager of General Motors Dealer Community Charging Program. Jared Jensen on the line with us right now. Jared, good morning.
Morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you joining us. This is a major undertaking. GM is going to be installing thousands of charging stations across North America.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're aiming to place up to 40,000 of the level two or medium fast charging stations all across the U.S. and Canada. So we're really excited to get rolling.
And are these all going to be primarily at GM dealerships?
No, these charging stations will be placed on in communities. So dealers will work with their community partners, and we'll be placing them all throughout the community. So they'll be really convenient to a lot of people.
This is a major undertaking, obviously. How long does it take to install these 40,000 charging stations? And obviously, it doesn't happen overnight. What's your schedule?
Absolutely, Paul. So we're going to be installing these charging stations through 2026. And so it is a large undertaking like you're talking about, but we're taking a bite of the elephant one bite at a time and really excited to get these out there to make charging more convenient for people.
So these are going to be in public places. I mean, as it stands now, you know, those of us that have a traditional automobile that runs on gasoline, we need to know where the gas stations are and what the price is to charge up. What's the cost for charging an electric vehicle at one of these charging stations, and how long does it take, and where will we find them? Kind of explain what that whole process is going to be like.
Yeah, so these community chargers, they're going to be placed at locations where people naturally stay for at least a couple hours at a time. So think of it, maybe your park or your local community center, or maybe a concert hall. So they'll be able to plug in, they'll get you know, the charge that they need, they'll come back, they won't be sitting there waiting, but they'll be able to come back and get a decent charge. And really, it's not going to be that expensive. It's relatively inexpensive. Some of the charging stations may actually be free, and that's based on what the community partner wants to do. We're getting them flexibility, but it'll be really affordable and cheaper than gas.
GM is undertaking this effort. Are these charging stations just for GM vehicles?
Great question, Paul. So the great thing about this program is that any electric vehicle can use these charging stations. Tesla will need an adapter to use them, but all other electric vehicles can use them. So we're really trying to be inclusive in our approach, and a rising tide lifts all boats.
Who's building these charging stations? As I understand it, it's a Michigan company.
Yeah, so Flow, they just opened up their facility in Auburn Hills. Their headquarters is in Canada, but they're moving down here to the U.S. They see the opportunity. And so we've worked really closely with them over the past months and really excited to get these charging stations out. And they look absolutely beautiful. And they're going to work, and they're going to be ready for people to charge. So I know some of the concern out there is broken chargers that aren't working. These chargers, they're going to have around 98% uptime and flow. That's its number one priority, is making sure the chargers are up and maintained and will work for customers.
This is such a major undertaking, Jared. Obviously, you know, it doesn't happen overnight, as you said. You know, it's like taking a bite of the elephant one at a time. But there's got to be a lot of timing here. You got to make sure that you don't have more charging stations than you have vehicles, or more vehicles than you have charging stations. Making sure that that you keep up with demand is going to be very critical to this, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we've got the Silverado EV, Equinox EV, Blazer EV, Cadillac Lyric, GMC Hummer EV. We have a lot of wonderful EVs coming forward. And so it's the chicken and the egg theory, but really we're moving forward as fast as we can from an infrastructure perspective, because we know that people will need to see those charging stations out there like they see gas stations in order to feel comfortable to convert and buy an electric vehicle. And so that's what we're doing right now. We're moving as fast as we can and trying to get those charging stations out there to build that confidence and comfort to switch to an electric vehicle.
Of course, GM is leading the charge, as we said, in you know, installing up to 40,000 of these level two charging stations in public places around the U.S. and Canada. Are other automakers doing this too, or is this something unique to GM?
Yeah, so this specific program, we don't know of any other automakers that are currently doing that. If other automakers came out and were to do a program like this, I think it would benefit everyone. And so we're moving forward as if it's dependent upon us. But obviously, as other automakers join in the fray, I think it'll only help in electric vehicle adoption.
And again, just getting back to the timeline, I mean, obviously, without being super specific on, when and where, when are we really going to start to notice this, Jared? When are we going to say, look, there's a lot of charging stations around here? Because this may actually spur people on to buy an electric vehicle once they see that there are enough charging stations.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to work as quickly as we can, Paul. You know, I don't have, incredible specifics, but I think over the next year or two, folks out there are going to start to see a material difference in the number of charging stations, and that coincides with some of our great electric vehicles that are coming out. And so we also have a My Brand app with GM, which will help folks locate charging stations. So if they need to take a longer trip, they can certainly do that, and it'll reduce the range anxiety because they know where they need to stop. And I took my Bolt EV from the Detroit area over to Chicago, and because I had that app, I was able to make a successful trip. So we're going to continue to fill that in and make sure that the folks have places to charge.
That's a great example, Detroit to Chicago. That's a drive that a lot of us are very familiar with, about a 4 or 5 hour trip. How often do you need to stop and charge, and how long does it take to charge? In other words, do you need to, if I'm planning a trip to Chicago, I got to figure probably one stop for gas, and that's about a 10-minute fill up on and off the highway. What about charging? Are we going to have to plan a 2-hour delay somewhere to charge the vehicle?
Yeah, good question. So it depends on the vehicle's capacity to be able to receive that charge. And so, for example, with the Silverado EV, the Hummer EV, at a DC fast charger, so that's the highest level of charging, they can get up to 100 miles in 10 minutes. And so, for somebody going to Chicago, it may potentially be a 20 to 30 minute stop if you're charging at a DC fast charger, at a 350 kilowatt DC fast charger. So with my Bolt EV, I stopped in the Kalamazoo area, and it's able to, I probably spent about an hour at the stop.
Okay. It's exciting. It is really kind of fun to see this all begin to fall into place, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's really exciting. It's, we kind of compare it moving from the horse and buggy to the gas vehicle. And a lot of people were thinking, well, why would I give up my horses that are so reliable? It's a similar situation, right? I mean, we have some great gas vehicles. GM's going to continue to build those until 2035 in the light duty space. And then, but now we're switching to electric, and it's a revolutionary change. And we're just excited to be a part of it and to help customers comfortably move into an EV.
Where can people go for more information, Jared?
Good question. So we have a website forthcoming. And then also, GM.com can also be a great place. And then through the dealerships too. I mean, dealers are getting ready to launch this all electric future and get these vehicles. So, I think all the above would be great resources to go and get more information.
All right. We'll check it out, Jared. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Paul. Appreciate the time.
You bet.